It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. Cell phones are one of the banes of classical music concerts, especially when they go off mid-performance. But it wasn't one of those jarring rings that shattered the concentration of Polish pianist Christian Zimmermann during a recital Monday in the German city of Essen. The 56-year-old pianist stormed off stage when he noticed an audience member filming the concert with a smartphone, organizers told AFP. Zimmermann, renowned for his perfectionism, was giving a solo recital of works by Debussy, Brahms, and Szymanowski in Essen's Philharmonic Hall when he noticed someone up in the choir seats filming the concert on their smartphone. "We think it was probably an iPhone," said festival spokeswoman Anka Demirsoy. "He asked them to stop, but they didn't, so he interrupted the recital and walked off stage," she said. When Zimmermann returned a couple minutes later, he apologized to the rest of the audience, explaining that he had previously lost recording contracts because of illegal videos of his performances uploaded onto internet platforms such as YouTube. Essen's Philharmonic Hall, like most concert halls around the world, has a strict ban on making sound and video recordings during concerts, but such restrictions are hard to enforce. When you think of bird songs, you probably think of songs that come out of their mouths or beaks. But hummingbirds, they have a whole different kind of music, ones that comes from their feathers. As they fly, they spread their tail feathers, and the air passes through them, causing them to flutter. And that flutter, like a violin string, creates sound. Different species of hummingbirds have differently shaped tail feathers and thus different-sounding songs. Researcher Christopher Clark has published several papers documenting hummingbird tail resonance. In his most recent paper, the researchers reported, "We conclude flutter occurs when airflow excites one or more structural resonance frequencies of a feather, most akin to a vibrating violin string." You can read more on the Smithsonian Magazine website at blogs.smithsonianmag.com. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon for the Mozart Buffet, an hour of music by Mozart and his contemporaries. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University. We also broadcast on translator K209DV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbaq.org.